This is the Composer's Datebook for May 1st. I'm John Zeck. Today in 1825, a benefit concert was arranged in Boston for one of that city's favorite musicians, Johann Christian Graupner. Not a household name for music lovers today, but in the early 19th century, Graupner was a kind of musical link between the old world and the new. Graupner was born near Hanover in 1767. The son of an oboist, young Master Graupner mastered that instrument too, and many others. After service in a German military band, he made his way to London, where in 1791 he was picked as the principal oboist for the first of Haydn's symphonic concerts there. In 1797, Graupner's itchy feet took him to Charleston, South Carolina, where he met and married a pretty English actress and opera singer. The couple moved to Boston and became active in musical life there. Graupner opened a music store, importing from Europe both those newfangled forte pianos and the latest in sheet music. In 1810, he became the first president of Boston's Philharmonic Society, and 5 years later helped organize that city's Handel and Haydn Society, a performing organization that still exists today. For Graupner's benefit concert on May 1, 1825, Haydn's Symphony No. 100 was included on the program, marking that symphony's first documented performance in America. And it was presumably an authentic performance as well, since Graupner had most likely played it under the composer's own direction back in London some 3 decades earlier. For more on authentic firsts in the history of music, check our website, composersdatebook.org. While you're there, click and sign up for our daily newsletter. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.